Welcome to Primary Attribute, we're a Castle Crusades actual play podcast. My name is Ian, I'm the Castle Keeper, or Game Master as it's known in a lot of other systems, and I use they, them pronouns.
Hey, my name's Adam, I play as Vons in this series. We both use he, him pronouns, and Vons is our free little fox folk alchemist friend, at least in the main universe. He's an alchemist, he's got a dual personality thing going on lately, apparently. I guess he's been working in the kitchen and or hanging out at the lake.
Why would he be hanging out at the lake?
Is that where he was hanging out last time?
No.
What?
You're in a national park or something similar.
Yeah. Oh, it was a national park.
But we're driving again.
Yeah. You were until about 5 minutes before the end of the episode, at which point you all exited the national park very quickly.
Right.
In a van that's probably not designed to take corners that well.
Well, then, so Vons is either brewing in a kitchen right now or grabbing hold of whatever he can in a van that probably isn't rated for these curves.
Sure. I'm Erin. I play Jesse Sweetbone Phelps, the half-orc ranger. We both use she, they pronouns. And Jesse is very excited to have figured out how to deal with the difficulty of finding out what's going on with Wealthy.
I'm Kelly. I play Wealthy Taylor, the halfling wizard. We both use she, her pronouns. And Wealthy, as ever, is so confused.
And I'm Wit. I play Grix, the kobold illusionist slash mechanic. We both use he, him pronouns. Grix Prime is learning some spells, and Grix Double Prime is driving under the influence. Don't do that.
All right. When you get a chance, you should review us on your podcast platform of choice. Helps people find us, makes us feel good about ourselves, and you should do it for every other podcast you listen to as well. Erin, would you like to do the recap?
I would love to do the recap. Thank you so much for asking, Ian.
You're welcome.
In the Prime universe, Grix, Jesse, and Vons hung out in the village in the mage's house. Vons brewed a day's worth of potions. Grix and Jesse searched the house, resulting in several interesting finds of magical things. Specifically, Grix found a spell for comprehend languages that he will be able to store languages in his crystals and keep them in his arm. That was very exciting. He learned that spell. Meanwhile, in the Double Prime universe, Wealthy had been on the side of the road with a busted tire on Farmeet's car. A giant truck pulled up. Some scary looking people got out of the car with guns. Frymeath went to his trunk and got some guns, and then we all had a chase scene. One of the things that happened was that the fox folk and the tall human from the FBI got there and helped Wealthy. Frymeath, Gex, and Wealthy ran through the forest. Something happened that made it so that Wealthy got her cantrips and first level spells back. Then they hit a campground, and they came upon a campsite where Grix and Vons of the Double Prime universe were hanging out, having some beers and a relaxing weekend in the National Forest, which was then interrupted when Frymeath decided that he needed to commandeer the van and get the fuck out of there because people were shooting at everyone. So that's what happened.
So that FBI duo, conspiracy nuts, the two of them, are they
at least the fox folk seems to be,
yeah. And the tall human is just tolerating the fox folk.
The human is not particularly tall. The fox folk is particularly tall for a fox folk.
Oh, okay.
The human is standard height.
Oh, I'm sorry, I took that note wrong then.
It's all good.
Anyway, the last thing that happened was that Jesse accidentally called Gex back. He astral projected to Jesse, and Gex and Jesse had a mutual fill-in, and then Wealthy called Gex back, and then they had a fill-in, and that's where we ended the episode.
And I'm left hoping, wishing that this was Thursday and not today.
Because you want us to be loopy?
No, because... No, well, that'd be fun.
Yeah, don't worry. We'll get to that Thursday.
But I don't recall very much from the last recording. So, which was a Thursday. So that explains a lot.
Was it?
Was it a Thursday? No, it was only a Tuesday. Never mind.
Yeah.
It's been a week, hasn't it, Kelly?
It's been a week.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, there's some things.
So, yeah, Kelly has had one full week already. It is Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
But all right, Grix.
Yeah.
Vons, Jesse.
Yeah.
Hello.
I know Grix was spending a day transcribing spells. Jesse just had her astral projection call with Gex.
She went and told everybody about that afterward. But yes.
Vons was brewing things. Did you all want to do anything else today, or is that kind of just what your day is going to be?
I feel like at least once a day, we should go find out what's going on with, like, in the cave.
Vons is as in the middle of watching water boils, trying to remember, why the hell are we on this planet again? Why did we come down here?
I mean, if you're taking that question planetary, that's more just an existential crisis than anything else.
Well, I wouldn't put that past. Yes,
would
I
would. Would you like me to, like, zoom out and then zoom back in for you? Because I can do it pretty easily.
Oh, man.
Okay, why don't I do that? I
think our whole audience would appreciate that.
Yeah, totally. So Grix and Jesse and Vons are waiting in the village because Wealthy is in the other plane because she had gone to do the... She had followed the mysterious people into the forest. And now we're waiting for Aegis to get back from wherever the fuck they are. We're on the island specifically we had gone to this village because we were on the island in general and we were trying to find anyone who might still be on the island because we noticed that there weren't any shadow corruption here. We're on the island specifically because we're trying to get to Aea via Harper of Harper's fleet, but we ran into a big storm on the ocean. Now, previous to meeting up with Harper's fleet, we had come down to the ground to find Aea in order to find the honey to facilitate the overall, like, cure that Vons and the grad students had come up with on the arcs. And I think that's roughly moving backward where we were at.
And before we lost Wealthy...
We were trying to find out what was going on.
Yeah, you were just exploring the island to see what was up, because the ships are being repaired, and that takes a while.
And that's all I was doing. I was exploring the island.
You think they're repaired by now?
They said it would take a couple weeks, so no.
You know, no, I don't. They did say it would take a couple of weeks, and it's only been about 5 days.
That's what I love.
Oh, that's good, because I didn't remember.
Peace out. Like, ships are fixed, let's leave.
Yeah, so we went to explore so that we weren't just, like, hanging out doing nothing for, like, several weeks while we couldn't really be as helpful as we wanted to be. But we had heard that there were, like, 3 or 4, like, settlements on the island, and we just decided to, like, take a loop, and then we got stuck at this one.
Yeah. And then shit went weird. Mm-hmm.
Good deal. I didn't remember that we had a couple weeks. I thought we had a couple days. So that's good. That's good.
Well, also, I don't think they're going to just, like, leave without us.
Yeah, probably not.
Yeah.
That'd be
don't
rude.
Give me any ideas.
Yeah, for all we know, they finished them, came to find us, and died on the way.
They have the Great Squirrella with them. They can't die.
They do have the Great Squirrella with them.
Unless Squirrella just teleported away. Because he got bored.
God, wouldn't it be fucking hilarious if Squirrello just, like, fucking bamfed out? Because he was like, I'm bored. I don't want to be here anymore.
You'll have to get back to the ships to find out.
I'll be back in a week.
Little people.
And then Squirrello forgot to come back.
And then Squirrello just forgot to come back.
Wrote a note on a scrap of paper that promptly fell off the table and was recovered 3 years later.
So that's generally what's happening.
All right.
Yeah. We're trying to go to Aea to get honey. We got waylaid. And then while we were waylaid, we got waylaid 3 more times.
We installed the primary attribute expansion pack partway through our playthrough, and now we're here.
some random NPC, like, ran up to us and was like, quick, things happening over there. We were like, oh, I guess I better stop the middle of this very important quest that is time sensitive.
I'm sure nothing time sensitive is happening back home.
Can't imagine what it would be.
Nope. Definitely not several clocks running during this campaign.
Griggs gets back. And there's like a 2,000 gold bounty on his head for fucking with the crime scene.
Wait, what? What crime scene? What are you talking about?
Which crime scene?
Remember that ship that was evidence, and then he just started tearing parts out of it?
That's right. And, like, every time that we bring it up, you're like, what are you talking about?
Which is going to be amazing when it actually comes up. And Grix is again, what are you talking about?
What are you talking about? I was deputized.
You can tell because no one confirmed it in writing.
Anyway.
He was deputized and Vaughn's as an investigator. It's fine.
I'm sure everything is fine.
Yeah.
I have nothing that I'm worried about, I have to say.
That's a good attitude to bring to it. So, Jesse, Vaughn's, and Grix, you were kind of doing your activities. You said you wanted to go check out the temple.
Yeah, I mean, because we are ostensibly waiting for Aegis to get back. So I feel like if we don't keep going to the temple at least once a day, like, what are we even doing?
Yeah. All right. You go and you check out the temple. You hold the alt button to highlight all the interactive objects. Uh-huh. And
jiggle them.
Yeah. So the urn is still empty. You have all learned to conquer the stairwell. Which, I mean, I don't want to make you guys roll every fucking time you go up or down that thing.
Cool. Yay. Thank you.
You're welcome. And then you assume your intelligent object friend, who is out of sight and therefore clearly borderline non-existent, is still there, but it apparently cannot initiate communication. The fire elementals continue to not be around. And yeah, so nothing has particularly changed. There are piles of gold and chests.
Nope, that's a trick.
When have giant piles of gold ever been a trick in any game? How dare you?
The only time they're not a trick is when they're unclickable background art.
And we know that they're not unclickable background art because you specifically mentioned them in the middle of saying that we hit alt to highlight everything.
All of those piles are interactive. I was going over the things you'd already touched.
No, I get it. Yeah. Not doing it.
Okay.
Jesse doesn't want to touch anything that she is not very clear on what it does. And we are very canonically focused on that. It's well established.
Is there a sign near these giant piles that just says pay for what you purchase and take change as appropriate?
It's the give a gold, take a gold.
There is a sign that says, hey, Vons, over here, there's an amulet of tax fraud. This is your chance.
What's tax?
Oh, no. As an actual real life accountant, I really hate that you said that.
I'm fairly certain Vons has no idea what we're talking about when we say tax.
There's a reason Vons has been carefully removed from every part of the decision-making process regarding his business.
Uh-huh. Yeah, tax is just a word that's never applied to him, as far as he knows.
But all right, so you guys don't dig into the treasure pile full of delicious treasure. And that's what happened that day, unless you want to go tromping around or try to do any spells or things like that. Oh, really?
I just don't have an idea.
I mean, like, we know that Wealthy is just, like, you know, okay or whatever. We just need to, like, have Aegis actually, like, you know, get here. So, I don't know.
How sure are we that Aegis is coming back here? We just suspect it? Okay, yeah.
So, Ian.
Not remotely.
The spells that, or rather, the concoctions that Vons is capable of creating appear in a list before me. However, I'm not sure if Vons is aware of this list.
You cannot learn any new concoctions as part of making new stuff.
Uh-huh.
You just got the supplies to make concoctions you already knew in the quantity you can normally make them in a daily
Right,
refresh.
But is Vons aware of the existence of such things?
Like, if you want to pick up a new concoction, you can start researching
everything
it,
on your list you know about. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so he has an awareness of these things as an idea, as a concept. All right. Then Vons would be aware that there are concoctions available, like truceying, or this one over here that lets one go through the ether.
Yeah. Not actually ethereal jaunt, but something like that, yeah.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. Yeah, it's not actual ethereal jaunt, I'm sure. Truceying, yeah. I'm sure he'd... Actually, I don't know if truceying would be helpful here.
It's more like for invisibility, I think.
Truceying sees through, yeah, basically every more single like illusion, no matter how strong. And it does so without you needing to make a check for each one, if memory serves.
Probably. There's a lot of words underneath it. Ethereal jaunt would not would that so that goes that that puts the caster in the ethereal realm, which is not where we think Wealthy went.
Correct. The ethereal realm is pretty close to your current realm.
Oh.
And it's probably like each plane has its own ethereal plane like, next to it, essentially, because like otherwise it wouldn't make sense how you can use it to like walk through a wall and then pop back out if you saw, you know, every other reality at the same time or whatever.
Same dimension, different layer.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah. Okay. So none of these are going to be helpful here. It sounds like we need that genie back.
Yes.
Yeah.
Is there like a lamp or an urn? An urn.
An urn.
We've been waiting the urn, yeah. for the, him to come back to the urn, which we, is what we were assuming would happen.
But it has now been at least 24 hours, and it has not.
But
if
like,
that informs Fonz's decision-making.
This respawn time is crap.
Could you just, like, take pity on us hapless adventurers and tell us if there's something that we're missing?
No, they want to make us earn it.
Jesus Christ. That
podcast over. We can't top it.
Well, I guess earning it is now the episode name.
All right. Jesse, make a wisdom check. Yeah.
I love making wisdom checks. That's a 17 total.
All right. Thinking about the fact that this is in the, you know, evening after you all have eaten and are kind of getting ready for bed. The fact that Aegis has not come back, you would consider to not be a great sign. You remember that he said something about no longer being bound, and you also know that he both dumped Wealthy into another dimension and ran away using a gate on the same day. So presumably gates are not hard for him. And also, he was pretty hurt. And you know, some animals will go and hide for a long time while they heal, or will just move on to a different area. And either of those things may have happened here, too.
I'll be like, so, like, I've been thinking and, like, you know how, like, well, maybe you don't know. I mean, like, you guys don't really, like, think about wild animals very much, probably. But, like, you know, like, sometimes animals, when they're, like, you know, hurt or whatever, will, like, go away and just, like, wait until they're okay again. And I, like, wonder if maybe that's what happened with Aegis. Like, maybe he's just not going to come back for, like, a while.
Oh, yeah, coax him out from under the porch.
Yeah, like a raccoon.
Ah.
Are there raccoons on the arcs?
So
yeah,
many.
They, like, they get pretty tall. And, yeah.
Like, I mean,
they're fantastic merchants.
Mm-hmm.
I guess in addition to the raccoon folk, I imagine there are also wild raccoons. They would do extremely well in a...
Yeah, Vons actually takes a bit of issue with the term wild animals. It feels weird.
What term do you prefer?
I don't even know. Just, you know, unsheltered. Well, actually, some of them have homes. I don't know.
Well, there's folk, but there's also like not folk. There's like animals that are just animals that are like not like you and me, that like don't think and talk.
Not exclamation point folk, exclamation point insert animal here.
Uh-huh.
Just not folk. Yeah, just not folk animals. Sure.
Well, like that's what I'm talking about.
Uh-huh.
Is the animals that are not folk.
Uh-huh.
Why are you saying uh-huh like that?
He's agreeing.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Fine.
Okay.
Still weird. You know, just evolutionarily impaired, I guess.
I get it.
I just think maybe if we like, wait, like we might have to wait a while.
Goofy takes Pluto for walks, you know? Don't worry about it. Don't think about it too hard.
It's goddamn perfect. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. We want a slightly less terrifying comparison. Think humans and great apes. Related, certainly, but a lot of steps back before you can get back to that original fork.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah.
Anyway, I guess that's like what I'm thinking is like, maybe we're going to have to just like wait a while. But then there's also the fact that, you know, like we can talk to Gex now, can get him to tell us what's going on. Maybe now that he like went back, Wealthy will know that like, you know, we're waiting and hoping that she finds her way back somehow or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
I think just keep on keeping on, you know?
All right. Yeah, it feels bad. It feels bad to just leave Wealthy in the lurch like this, but
yeah.
You know, if Gex is with her, if that other stuff is all happening.
But also, like, if we leave here, like, how is she gonna find us?
Oh, well, she'll remember that we are going to... Ah!
Uh-huh. No, yeah, that's fair. Because, like, I get a little mixed up on, like, what is going on.
Yeah.
Every once in a while. Like, I know what we're doing right now. But, like, I have to think a little bit about, like, why we're doing what we're doing.
Vaughn?
Yeah, I just forgot what we were doing, too.
Well, good news. Make an intelligence check.
Whee! Okay, not great. 20?
Did you drop a brick or something?
Really sounded like something terrible happened. Adam's dice are
substantial.
My dice are substantial, yes.
Oh, okay. Are they? Okay,
I've seen them in person. They are quite large.
They're chunky. He's also got dice box.
Yeah. But all right. Vaughn's 20 is more than enough, especially on a prime. So we're going to need to track down where Wealthy ended up at some point.
Well, yeah.
It would be helpful to have something that's connected to her. Or in your case, you remember that bopping around in a vial, you have something that's connected to something that's connected to Wealthy.
Oh, right. He's suddenly remembering all of the goo, isn't he?
Yeah, you got your goo sample.
Got the goo sample. What happened with all the goo with that thing in the forest again? Or the swamp?
It was turned to ash and you scraped most of it up. So.
Oh, right.
It is inactive, but you also have active goo. That is presumably still sharing its connection, at least potentially, in some way, to the stuff in Wealthy.
He's probably going to arrange all of the vials of these materials in like a line on the counter and ponder and think,
Why is that one like moving?
It'll probably poke the jar a little.
It moves again.
Oh.
Now he just shakes it really hard. Puts it back down.
Bounces around like a fucking Super Bowl for a little bit, and then settles back down and moving.
Oh, that's freaky. When did you get that?
This came off of Wealthy before it went into Wealthy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Now he's just swirling it in like a circle and then trying to see if he can get it to get dizzy.
If a tiny blob of amorphous animated goo could look upset, you think you might be upsetting it, but mostly in a kind of way.
I wonder what it looks like when it pukes and he shakes it some more.
You fail to get it to puke.
I wonder what it eats.
Let it out. Find out.
Well, not doing that.
Put something in there with it. See if it eats it.
No. I'm not unsealing this thing unless unless I have to. It's dangerous. You saw Wealthy.
When Aegis, you know, comes back and tries to like needs to defeat the rest of it so he can bring Wealthy back.
Yeah,
that's fair. That makes sense.
It's probably important, yeah.
What is that? Not what you were thinking of?
I was thinking of lots of things. Don't worry about it. So we're in a kitchen. Running water? Yes.
No, but you can get water easily.
We've gotten water. There's water. We have water.
Let's get some water. And a bowl. I need a bowl, and I'm gonna like float this vial in the water bowl just to do alchemy science things. I'm wondering how buoyant it is, how much. Well, I guess you can't really tell if it's in the vial.
Well, you can still see.
See if it like responds in any way.
Yeah, you start floating it in a bowl of water, and you kind of discern there's a pattern to the way it's hitting against the vial, especially now that it's sideways. It's kind of huddling towards one end of it, and then wraps around in a way that like swings that end around, and then kind of goes the other way. It's like if you have a compass and you're over an, you know, interfering magnetic field where like it never quite lines up. You can tell it's doing its best, but that same kind of, not the full cartoon like North Pole spinning in a perfect circle thing, but it's like that.
I'm sure that's perfectly meaningless.
Grix, make an intelligence check.
On it. 15.
You know that locate humanoid isn't really cast on objects, but you bet you could figure it out.
Really?
Yeah. And this thing looks kind of like a compass, maybe. And it does have a connection.
Okay. I do it.
Do you have it prepped again today? That's right. No. You cast it last night, didn't you?
That was last night, yeah.
Okay, make another intelligence check to get that casting to work, because you are...
I'm jury-rigging it.
Yeah.
Ooh. 13? Prime?
Yeah, make a wisdom check.
A natural 20.
Okay.
Incredible.
Messing around with the spell and improvising can go poorly. You felt some magical pressure building up in your skull. And what you knew would probably be a non-fatal way, but when you were first learning illusion, this happened a few times where you got a really bad headache or a nosebleed or things like that.
Ah, oh God, I might need a trepanation.
You managed to fight it off and have no
apparent damage. Jessie gets out her wolf spear.
Jesus Christ. and you're able to cast it on the vial in the bowl.
Okay.
And it swings around a few more times and is glowing lightly with illusion magic and starts pointing in one direction.
Great.
What does that mean?
Oh, that means, I don't know.
Oh, cool.
Something's in that way.
You would... Wealthy or the thing in Wealthy seems to be in that direction. Although you also know she's on another plane, so you're not sure exactly how that jives. But
is it more of the thing? Is there more thing?
I was assuming you were thinking about Wealthy when you cast Locate Humanoid.
Well, I assumed so too, but like... I don't know why it would be giving me a cardinal direction then. Should we follow it?
Sure.
I mean, we're not doing anything else, so like...
Is it nighttime right now?
It is nighttime right now.
Oh, then maybe not right now.
Maybe we'll just like... I mean, how long does the spell last? Like, how long is it going to point in this in that direction?
Not that long. Like, not sleepy time long.
Maybe we go in the morning.
Sure.
You should be able to cast it again, especially now that you've figured it out.
Yeah. Like,
all right.
I'm gonna let it ride for a little while and see if it moves or anything. Further away. I should be able to tell both like distance and direction.
Okay. So you're going to like take the bowl and move it around and triangulate or? Because this thing's just pointing in a direction. So.
Yes. But I thought it also gave me distance.
No.
No.
It's just pointing you in a direction right now.
Okay, well, I'll try to triangulate a little bit.
Okay.
Mostly, I just want to try to tell if it's moving.
Yeah. If you go and take it out and kind of just, you know, you walk around the village a little bit or whatever, and it does move. It seems to be adjusting to point at the same spot. It's not a huge change in angle. Like, you have to kind of, you know, take some charcoal or something and mark the edge of the bowl where it was initially pointing to be able to tell it's moving too much, but... It's moving enough that you think it's relatively close. This isn't like, you know, next island, next continent over level distant. It's not in the village, but.
Right.
Yeah.
Is it moving independent of me, though? When I stay still, does it like change direction slightly in any way?
Only the tiniest bit. And you think it's probably because the creature inside of it is moving around. So it's causing a bit of a vibration, bit of shake, but
okay.
Yeah, if you sit there and watch it for a while, it does not move significantly. You don't think it's tracking a moving target.
Okay, that's what I was wondering. Okay. All right, well, the morning it is sounds good to me.
Yeah, so Grix, you figure out the target isn't moving, and I guess all of you go to sleep to wait for the next day.
Yeah.
Wealthy.
Uh-huh.
You're in a metal box.
It's a very hard metal box.
You're in a metal box that's just like that, you know.
That one I don't remember.
That one you do remember, as if a half-remembered dream, because I'm making you remember this shit to at least some extent.
You have half remembered because you've remembered
parts
now.
Of it previously.
So I'm in a box.
Yeah.
And the box is careening down the freeway, the highway.
It's a controlled careen.
I have been knocked up against the side of the van, haven't I?
Just as you got out onto the freeway. I imagine you're... I-5 or associated other highways and freeways are not particularly twisty usually. This courage is part of high-speed roadway design. But Grix and Vons, Grix, you're mostly just instructed to, not quite frantically, but, you know, drive, damn it. And you've been doing that. But how y'all doing? You've been on the road for about 15 minutes and Frymuth seems to have calmed down a bit.
Grix, why did we take the 5? Why did we take the 5?
It's the only one because we're in the middle of nowhere. It's this or it's country roads.
They're going to spot us out here. Whoever it is we're running from. I feel like we're running from somebody. Said.
We are.
Okay. Stop saying stuff like that. You're going to make the paranoia worse.
Does this have something to do with those monsters from the last time?
The who?
What monsters?
Wait, hold on.
The beings made of light.
We do remember those.
Yes.
You remember it. Wealthy doesn't.
For some reason.
Allegedly.
I have a feeling this is just how Wealthy deals with trauma.
No, that's a real good explanation, actually.
Honestly, yeah.
So beings made of light? What happened while I was here?
We had adventures and there were critters and fighting.
You know, I was going to say that someone just recounts the events of the Halloween episode, but this is much funnier. Please keep going.
We're in a cabin. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was time.
I especially love that as the note taker, I didn't take any notes in that episode because it's not supposed to be canonical.
And now it's become canon.
And now it's become actual full canon.
If only it was easily available in some sort of recorded media.
I don't know. I mean, like, I can't go back and make notes now. That wouldn't make any sense at all.
Impossible. And it's not like I haven't listened to it half a dozen times.
It's true. It is Kelly's favorite episode.
One of our most listened to.
Yes, I think it's my favorite. Or it's close. Frammy just kind of looks at you and says, there was a cabin in Monsters and Fighting. Does that clarify the problem?
Oh, yeah. I'm all caught up now.
I mean, I don't know where you come from, but we don't get a lot of monsters down here.
Well, we don't see a lot of monsters either. Mostly we see half people and...
Sorry?
Well, there's the corruption.
Sorry, half people.
Well, you know what I mean.
What the fuck does that mean, Kelly?
It's a half person.
Like a centaur?
Sounds gross.
Yeah, I mean, mixed species.
Oh.
I don't know why I said
they're far more racist in your world than
they are here. Yeah, I didn't know that there were so many, like, judgy racist people in wherever you come from. You must be from the South.
I just couldn't think what else to call them.
You're from the plainer South.
God damn it. Uh-huh. Now I feel guilty about being racist towards fucking imaginary people. Okay.
Well, you and Tolkien both.
Does Tolkien ever feel bad for that?
Honestly, I don't think Tolkien felt bad for much.
I don't think Tolkien would feel bad for that.
I only recently learned he and C.S. Lewis used to hang out, so.
Yeah,
and
he became such a Christianity freak, C.S. Lewis was embarrassed. Makes me so happy.
I bet they didn't feel bad for much. I bet it became like a competition to whatever. I bet it got weird.
I mean, a lot of stuff got weird, but I don't know if, I mean, I don't know which aspects other than C.S. Lewis was real Catholic and I think J.R.R. Tolkien was real Church of England.
And apparently a Mason?
I mean, a lot of people are Masons. That's not really relevant.
I think J.R.R.
Which brings us back to the fox person that's chasing us, right?
What about the fox folk person?
The fox folk and the FBI that are on our tail over here.
You should ask if we're being chased by the Masons. I think it's a productive line of questioning, no flaws.
Yeah, I bet they have something to do with the Masons.
Probably.
I feel like it's more likely to be the Knights Templar, but fair enough.
Anyway,
y'all are on the road.
So we're on the road running from, well, I guess we don't officially know, do we?
Do you know?
Yeah, what's going on? Fill us in.
Ms. Taylor here is visiting from the same place that she came from last time, unintentionally, I believe. And I offended some people's sensibilities when I decided that maybe she should not remain in the hospital they were holding her in. I would also like to clarify, Ms. Taylor, that was not the decision of Dr. Baker or any of the staff. The powers that be were interested in your ride-along guest.
Oh, yeah?
Who?
Friend, I hold just up my gives hand. You a look, Wealthy. Yeah.
And I'm driving. My fingers.
What? What do you need? Don't put things in my face while I'm driving.
Unless they're Cheetos. He likes Cheetos.
Yeah. Cheetos are good.
My hand and my arm, and I look down and into my shirt, and parts of my chest are now ink black.
That's not good.
It's just the veins. Agreed. Which really doesn't make it better in any way.
Oh, it's just the veins. Oh, okay.
So this hospital you were in, were they like doing something about this infection? Is that what's going on? Were they
causing it? Are you a test subject?
No, I had been messing. I pissed off a genie in my world.
She messed with things beyond her ken.
Yeah. I pissed off a genie in my world because I was carrying around whatever the hell this is. And then he beat me to a pulp, and from what Gex tells me, moved me into into this dimension as a part of stasis. I don't think he meant for Frymeath to find me by the side of the road, which I find extremely convenient.
We've had this discussion before.
Okay, so a genie got mad at a lizard, put some black veins on you. This is...
No. Got mad at Wealthy.
What?
Got mad at Wealthy.
Where's Lizard fit in?
Yeah.
The lizard came because... Gex came because...
I'm Wendy's best friend.
Who's Wendy?
Exactly. Wait.
Wendy.
No, you're changing the story now.
I'm Wendy. He doesn't acknowledge that my correct name.
God, I could go for some Wendy's.
Oh, man.
Oh, God, I would love a Frosty right now. Like, for real, Aaron in actual real life would love a Frosty. Shit.
You know, okay, you need to get the Wendy's, but we got to stop by an Arby's, too, because they got the curly fries.
But yeah.
They have those in California, right? It's not all just In-N-Out.
Well, I have good news here. You're about to pass into Oregon anyway, so...
Oh, dude, Voodoo Donuts.
That far south?
I know they're a touristy thing, but...
They're decent.
Well, this would be the era, too, where it's, like, still novelty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, I'm... So what do they want with me, Frymeath? Why are they after me? I mean, it's... I can't control it. Why do they think they can?
First off, simply because it came up, Portland would actually be an ideal place to head to. I have a contact there I can check in with to make sure we are still pointed in the right direction, now that I know some of my old acquaintances are irritated with my decisions.
Well, do you know where they are, or are we just going to drive around and guess?
I'll need to use a payphone at some point, presumably when you stop at the Wendy's, because I doubt I can stop you.
Oh, yeah, Wendy's.
Yeah, that's true.
As to your question, Ms. Taylor, you were asking what they thought they could do?
Mm-hmm.
At this point, they were just trying to study it. I don't believe any of my former colleagues had their usual how can we use this to manipulate the people and or control the world from the shadows sort of thoughts.
Oh, you got those types too?
Every world has those types.
Apparently.
Did I don't necessarily recommend world? It as a societal structure.
No.
But every world has people who will try to be that type, I should clarify. They think they have more power than they have.
So
every
if
world
they
stuff is starting to freak me out.
So if they were...
Yeah, don't worry about it.
If they were thinking... If they weren't going to try and control it, then what are they trying to do?
Oh, they probably would have tried to control it later. At the moment, though, you were just being treated as a medical concern.
Oh my god, I'm a shad, aren't I?
Huh?
A what?
Oh,
Oh, fuck, you are a shad!
I am
shit!
A shad!
Oh, fuck!
Holy shit.
Man, I have no idea what's going on. How long till we get to the Arby's?
Shad is a corrupted being in my world. We're trying to rid him of the corruption, and we had a big blowout about what constituted torture of a corrupted being, and I just realized that I'm a shad.
Oh,
I take it you don't have an equivalent of the Geneva Conventions.
The what?
It will take some time to explain. So.
Please, get so far that you have to explain to Wealthy why medical packs in video games have to always be blue and can never be a red cross.
So conventions are like where you go to trade comic books.
Yeah, over my head.
That is the wrong type of convention, Vons.
Maybe you haven't found a good one yet.
Perhaps. So you believe you are... a half-corrupted creature?
Corruption... you know, that hadn't occurred to me. I was thinking that I was more along the lines of a... somebody that could be... somebody else might want to experiment on. But now that you mention it, maybe I'm... Oh, God. I don't want to be half-corrupted.
Is the corruption a symbiotic relationship or a... overtaking one.
Tell it's kind of symbiotic, but the corruption is really the one in charge. The experiments we did showed that Shad was still in there, but it was like a hive mind with the rest of the corruption.
So like that chick from the new Star Trek, Dabs or Dax. From the new Star Trek series.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Okay, probably. Again, over my head.
Is that where? Oh, that's totally why she's got like. But they're not spots.
That one's almost over by now. Actually,
it's
not
been
actually
over.
Fully over.
Oh, what? I'm sorry. Which year are we in?
2003. Thought Voyager ended. Yeah, I thought aren't we in like
Dax though? Is from Deep Space Nine, which
sure
is.
I'm mixed up. I'm tired.
Sweetie.
It's fine.
Mixing up Star Trek timelines is not something I'm going to lose sleep over.
Yeah.
It's at least late 2004, early 2005.
Oh, okay. I thought we were early in that. I don't know why. Never mind. Wow. Doesn't matter.
Oh, right. It's not Star Trek timelines I'm mixing up. It's, the actual time. For some reason, I keep thinking we're in the 90s.
I do too.
And I keep thinking we're present day, so don't worry about it.
I mean, some happy medium of all of those things is probably correct.
Oh, don't worry, guys. You're in the last season of Star Trek Enterprise.
Oh, Bacula.
Oh, shit.
If there's any Star Trek on at all right now, depending on when.
We've already made Bacula references on this podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
T'Pol is like...
Several. We have an episode titled...
Ain't nothing wrong with Quantum Leap.
Yeah.
This is the season where T'Pol and Trip actually make out. Good times.
Maybe in this season,
dies.
Maybe in this timeline, they actually resolve the fucking time Cold War thing.
Okay. We don't need to get into the esoterics, all right? I stopped watching after the first season.
Never.
I stopped watching after the first season. I was just incredibly bored.
I did too after they retconned First Contact, and then I went back later and was like, okay, fine.
It was all right.
It was okay in retrospect. It was very much more horny than any Star Trek had any business being. But, I mean, other than that, it was fine. It was a Star Trek. Anyway.
So the corruption, though, would have taken you over by this point, theoretically.
Yes, theoretically. But what Gex says is that they put me in here in stasis. And from what Dr. Baker said, I'm not... it's not spreading. So apparently, whatever it is, whether it's corruption related or not, it can't continue to grow while it's in this plane. Gex, I turn to Gex. When they call you the next time, make sure that they know that they can't bring me back until they have, they can't bring me back or have me go back until they have a way. Have an idea about how to fix this, because otherwise I'll just continue to whatever's going on with me.
I mean, sure, but are you sure that Vons, Jesse, and Grix are going to be the people that figure out on their own without outside assistance how to stop it from spreading?
Who's Jesse?
Oh, God. Jesse. That made me really sad, actually.
She's pretty cool. She's like their... Well, she's the one that isn't loco, you know?
Now, fascinating. What's that like, to have that in a group?
Yeah, I mean, Gex, what's that like?
I mean, I'm only around them some of the time, so it'd be hard to say for sure.
Yeah.
Anyway, they shouldn't bring...
I'm just saying, I feel like you're really cruising for the tragically separated only by the magic portal thing.
Well... I'm sure that they're looking for somebody who can find me, who can fix me. I mean, Gex and Grix and Vons could probably figure something out, maybe, given enough time, probably more time than I have. But Jesse, God bless her heart, she's never going to figure it out. So but she will know that we need to find somebody who can control magic.
There could be some, like, Woodlands lore related to this. We don't know for sure.
All right, you want to be argumentative, Gex? Why don't you go be argumentative someplace else?
I'm just trying to make sure you don't make some decision you regret is all.
I'm not making a decision. I'm just telling you the next time you see them, don't let them bring me home until they know that they can, until they have some idea, not, you know, like complete knowledge, because I would rather die over there than over here. Till they have some idea of how to fix whatever's going on.
Huh.
Okay.
They sound really passive aggressive.
Right. I travel through dimensions for Wendy here, and this is what I get. I have had to pretend I am a dog several times.
Do you want some Cheetos?
Uh-huh.
Not you.
Me?
Oh, fine.
Okay, Gex. I'll have some Cheetos.
Well, yeah,
are these the hard, crunchy ones, or are they the soft, puffy ones?
Oh, soft, puffy ones.
How would
oh,
you yeah, know? Puffy.
No, this is Kelly asking. This is Kelly asking, because I know how Wealthy's going to react. Soft, they puffy ones in the way.
They stopped at a convenience store like 5 times by now. I'm no, sure Wealthy has gotten...
We were stocked up before we went camping. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, no, they just
as
have
as baked
that
as they were? Yeah, they had a snackage ready.
That rear seat is just floor to ceiling snacks.
Yeah.
Yeah. How do we gloss over that moment with Wealthy? That.
Yeah. Wealthy.
What is Wealthy's favorite convenience store snack, road snack?
Moon pie.
Yes, that's correct.
You guys head on towards Portland. And you get there, it's late when you get there, but through the power of being able to ask around and the fact that hotels often have someone around at late night, you're able to find some rooms.
Sweet.
Frymuth appears to have an alarming amount of cash on him for someone who fled from his vehicle.
I feel like that makes perfect sense for Frymuth.
Dude, I bet not all of his credit cards have the same name on them.
Whoa.
I bet he has two different passports under two different identities in his wherever, like on his person right now.
And three different wallets.
Yes.
But all right, so you guys get checked in and you're able to stay there overnight. Although actually, no, wait, if Framith is going to meet his contact and you're moving as fast as possible, you should go to the bar first. So, y'all go to a dive bar.
It's the dumpster!
Hmm. Seems like a pretty standard dive
bar. Do you guys have cockroach nachos here?
Not intentionally, says the bartender.
It can't be the dumpster, though. It's got to be like the waste bin or...
Well, I'm just saying it looks like the dumpster.
Yeah. But it's got to be a homonym, like, look-alike. Like, everything's slightly off.
Mm-hmm.
It's the Portland. Bin. It's the recycling bin.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah,
there you go.
Recycling bin. Yeah.
And everything is served out of a mason jar. Like, everything.
You order nachos and they come in a mason jar. It's incredibly inconvenient.
Yes.
just the cheese chili slurry that you put on top.
No. It's layered in there. And then they just bake the whole mason jar. Get to get it out with like chopsticks.
They get one of those gallon ones and they cut it across from top to bottom and then they make a plate out of that.
Oh, sounds pretty good.
But yeah,
why is it so hot?
I'm really hungry right now. Everything that we talked about has made me incredibly hungry.
But yeah, so
yeah,
you guys get set up. Framith did make a phone call when you guys stopped for your actual dinner. Vons and Grix.
Yeah.
You're at a dive bar in Portland at like 1 a.m. The nachos are good, but how are you feeling about the fact that you've been hijacked and, in a sentence that is probably almost never, if ever uttered, forcibly taken to Portland?
We've managed to find a booth that has four spots all against the wall.
I'm stoked. Do you know how many awesome stoner road trip movies begin exactly like this?
No, actually,
You've got Harold and Kumar. You've got everything that Cheech and Chong ever did. You've got, the list goes on.
It goes on and I can't think of any more.
Well, Wit can't. He's tired. We've established this.
Vons, how are you doing?
I mean, I've been wired for so long. It's really hard to keep up, you know.
You were drinking out of the keg on your way out of that national park.
Uh-huh. It was good. Didn't want to... It's now empty in the van, I'm sure.
Yeah. On the way here, Vons invented whatever the gross beer equivalent of like Four Loko is. It's alchemy, he says.
Oh, that's Sorry. What he names it too. And it's got a... I don't know, some kind of a purple wizard on the front of it.
I'm now just imagining what Vons would be like on Four Loko in a van, and all I'm thinking of is him clawing apart the seat like a cat.
Wealthy's very pedantically trying to explain the difference between a wizard and an alchemist, and why you shouldn't mix the two.
And Aaron?
Yes?
What's playing on the old, probably not a jukebox, stereo system?
Oh, it's... It's that fucking whistle song that I hated. Oh, it's Kids by MGMT.
It's not out yet, is it?
It is now.
Okay.
Canonically.
Sure.
Are you thinking of the song?
This isn't our world. Full? There are no
They're
elves
Fox
in
people.
Our world.
It's fine.
Yeah. No, I am thinking of Kids
by
MGMT.
Curious. When you said
it
whistling
wasn't,
song.
I was yeah, the whistle song was I think the Peter Bjorn and John song.
Yeah.
And that's not the one that I'm thinking of because I did like that one.
Okay. But all right. So you're all sitting there for a bit. Oh, Wealthy. Make a charisma or intelligence check. Do you recognize the person who comes in through the door?
Okay. It'll be an intelligence check because I am.
What? Why? How dare you?
That's a 4 plus 9 is 13 plus 2 is 15.
Oh God, I rolled a success.
I'm texting who I think it is.
Now I gotta wait and find out. Although I guess I can just read it after, but
That's
I'm
it.
Curious.
I texted.
Suspense.
It's taking.
Gotta wait and find out. Like all of our listeners.
Yeah, end of episode. Aaron is not correct.
I'm not correct. Oh, you are okay. Not. Awesome. Well, go on.
Well, two figures enter, but the one that enters first is the one you immediately recognize because they come in first. And Wealthy, I feel like this would cause some feelings in you. You've never seen a woman take off a motorcycle helmet and have her hair spill out before.
Oh, God.
I feel like that would make Wealthy's head explode. It's somewhat tempered by the fact that it's someone that I'm not sure you actually like.
Oh, I thought of another person.
Oh, I know who it is.
Is it Nala?
No, because that's the store brand version of Nala.
Is that her name? God damn it.
It's Nara, yeah.
Nara. It's not Nara. Okay. Who is it?
It's Nara.
It's Nara. Okay.
Yeah.
It's not Ooh. Nala.
Ooh, my heart goes a pitter-pat, because that is hot.
And entering behind her is a real brick wall of a man, who you at least know is Arcturus.
Oh, Arcturus. Hi, Arcturus. I miss him. Oh, I miss Arcturus.
He's good.
I miss all my NPCs.
Don't pave.
Genuinely, I loved them.
For pennies a day, you can adopt one of Aaron's NPCs.
They take a lot more to feed than you'd think.
At one penny per word, I will write side stories about them, so I'll send a lot of pennies. But Wealthy, it's Nara and Arcturus, and Fonz and Grix recognize what they are wearing as motorcycle leathers and, you know, motorcycle helmets.
Sure.
But
I don't recognize them, so I wouldn't care.
Yeah. I just couldn't. Wealthy, you don't understand, or you've never really seen people wear leather pants and jackets that look like a little bit armored.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's neat. You don't certainly see padding stitched in unless it's for, you know, actual fighting people. And even then, it's not designed this way. And this is like this is more like road racing motorcycle gear. It's not biker bar, you know, open leather vest kind of things.
Oh my God, you're just like, you're just making them hotter. And I don't know how that's possible because they were already so hot.
They were.
And they got sweet motorcycle boots.
I lean over and I say to Vons, what are they wearing? Why are they wearing it?
I wouldn't worry about it unless they tell you to follow them if you want to live.
I wouldn't mind following her.
And Nara comes over and sits down. goes to the bar to presumably order stuff.
Vaughn started with an eye shrug, but now his eyes want to laugh somehow. He just squints real hard and grins. Silently laughing to himself. Maybe a little snort.
But yeah, Nara and Frymeath just exchange extremely professional nods and start having a conversation. I'm in a shocking twist. I'm not going to talk to myself for 5 minutes. But basically, Wealthy, you pick up pretty quick that A, Nara's doing Frymeath a pretty big favor here. B, that Frymeath knows that and is calling in the favor. But the more important thing is that Nara has an update on the location of the book, which is that it is not where Frymeath thought it was going to be, and it has in fact been moved.
Well, of course it has.
It used to be located in an old brewery, which then got converted into apartments, so it was moved.
And then converted back into a brewery. We are in Portland.
This is further up the coast. It's in the Seattle area. So it's where they brewed, as she puts it, that horrible piss water that they like in Seattle for some reason.
Coffee?
Rainier beer.
Yeah.
Specifically the historic Georgetown Building Brewery.
Oh, the Machine House and all that. Yeah. That...
Yeah. I think they brewed
it. My grandfather liked his Rainier beer.
Well, now it's brewed in California, although I don't know if that's what's happening at this point in time in the 2000s.
Well, we got to research this for accuracy.
I think actually the building became an apartment building after the point we're taking place, but whatever. They planned, or office building rather. It's going to happen. They moved it. Or they moved it in response to the fact that they knew Frymeath is going after it. Either way, it's not where it was. It is instead engaging in security through obscurity.
Mm-hmm.
It has been hidden at the place where one can never find the exact thing they're trying to find. tchotchke shop in a small town.
I was going to say IKEA.
The kind of place where you can get antiques and taxidermy and used books and insert everything else here. If you're lucky, it's like a really cool closet. If you're unlucky, it is like a fucking hoarder storage unit. But it's apparently owned by some very nice people who don't necessarily know what they have. And it has a code phrase attached to getting it, although only one of the owners knows it. So if you ask one of them and they're confused, ask to talk to their wife and they will figure it out. So you now have your destination. And Nara slams back a beer and disappears into the night unless there's something you want to talk to her about.
Are you kidding? I would never talk to this somebody that's hot.
Amazing.
Right before she heads out, she sees you staring and gives you a wink before she heads out the door.
I spontaneously combust.
I just catch Wealthy as she starts falling off of her bar stool.
Yeah.
Or whatever the hell we were sitting on.
Booth? I feel like
booth. That's right. We found a booth where all four of the seats were against a wall.
Yeah. Somehow.
But we're being very paranoid, and yes, we're...
And also just composing it really nicely for the camera. Two shots.
devastating feng shui in order to get a good camera shot.
That's right.
Last Supper.
But yeah, you have your destination and can head out there in the morning.
Okay.
Real quick.
Oh, sure.
Last bundle of cuts. Hey, crew who's in our standard issue plane of existence. It's morning. Did you want to follow your magic compass thing?
First, I want to, as I said that I would, every 12 hours, do Gex, Gex, Gex.
Wealthy.
Uh-huh.
Your late night marathon of greatest American hero with Gex.
Oh, no.
Is interrupted by Gex flopping unconscious again.
Oh, no. Okay, well, now I know what's going on, so I'll wait for him to come back.
And, you have to call him back.
Oh, that's right. I have to call him back. Okay. Yeah. But I'll call him back when...
You'll wait 5-10 minutes or whatever. Yeah. You'll wait till he tucks 3 times on the rope. Hey, Jesse. It's me.
Hey, scarier, whatever.
Thank you.
So, yeah, we're gonna go, follow... Grix cast find humanoid on the thinger in vial, and we're gonna go figure out what's going on with that. How's Wealthy?
Is it what are you using it for, the thinger and the vial with the spell?
Just to go find some other part of the thing.
Oh, okay.
The ooze thing.
Good luck with that.
I think that's what we're doing.
I don't know, I could help. I'm out there.
Thanks.
You could be there. I mean, Jesse knows it works now, so you can just all be there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
So I didn't, go off on my own to talk okay. to Gex.
I don't know.
It's not like a phone.
Jesse's not a prestige mini-series character. She doesn't do things in secret. Anymore. Sorry, what, Kelly?
I said, who goes off to talk to by themselves with a phone anymore?
Me?
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 Yeah, I might answer the phone in front of company or whatever.
Yeah.
By the time I'm
But yeah, if I have to talk to people, I'm definitely going somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if it's a conversation.
It doesn't seem like a lot of other people feel that way.
No, and they're garbage people.
There you go. Thank you.
Yeah.
You heard us. Taking a stand.
Yeah. Also, wear earphones in public.
Yeah.
What?
Wear earphones in public.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Not that hard.
If anyone else on your commute to work can hear us on this podcast right now.
You're doing it wrong.
Yeah, consider getting some earphones.
We appreciate the effort, but it's not good advertising for us.
And they're just going to hate us.
Okay, so what's going on with Wealthy?
So we got the location of the book that we're going to use to bring her back. Oh.
Wait, what?
Try to get her back,
book?
Maybe. There was a book last time, some spellbook thing. I honestly don't know if it caused the portal thing last time, but we're going to find out together, I guess.
So, books are things that have writing and...
Jesse knows what a book is, you jerk.
Oh, wow, thanks.
Sorry, no Wealthy one yelled really at me. Sticks up for me.
Wealthy yelled at you.
Yeah.
Oh, fucking right. Weird, man.
I was gonna tell you something.
Oh, what?
Yeah, Welty says not to bring her back unless you can think of a way to get the thing out of her, because she's worried it's gonna spread and take her over.
Okay, we're gonna go kill the big thing.
Oh, well, like, that's fair, but, like, we did already kill the big thing, so...
We're gonna kill the hive or whatever.
Maybe we can, like, figure out how to kill, like, you know, the idea of it now.
I'm not sure we can kill the whole thing without the sample that she's carrying, so...
Yeah, that's, like, a really good point. Yeah. Well, we're gonna go figure out what the fuck is going on today, so, you know,
I guess... That's fair. Yeah. Vons, Grix, you want me to say anything to the alternate dimension versions of yourselves I ran into?
I do so many things, but I can't think of what.
Well, can you tell me how cool I am in the other universe?
You got a sweet metal box on wheels called a van.
Whoa.
Think like a cart, but made of machines instead of using a horse.
Oh, that's so cool, man.
Oh, man. And am I the pilot of it?
Yeah.
Whoa.
You drive real good, even when you're drunk and high.
Whoa.
Oh, what am I like then?
I haven't met you yet. I'm hoping I do, though. This group could use some grounding too, if you know what I mean.
I don't. Wait,
there's electricity involved?
Yes, but that's not what I meant.
Oh.
I meant the wise person.
Oh.
Oh, thank you. You think I'm wise? That's really cool, man.
Yeah.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
I just like try to pay attention to people when they talk.
That's a pretty rare skill, honestly.
Well,
I'm sorry, what's going on?
Anyway, yeah, tell me, hey, what's up?
Oh, don't worry about it. Hey, what's up?
Well, yeah, I'll pass the messages along.
Sweet.
And I'll keep an eye out for you, Jesse.
Oh, you're... Okay. Sure, that makes sense. Well, like, I hope... if you ever run into me, tell me I said hi.
Okay.
Oh, and ask if I met... Kindness and Hank, because like I hope I did.
Yeah,
I hope I found Kindness and Hank everywhere.
Hopefully your love exists across planes and lifetimes or whatever.
Thanks, man.
Oh, Wealthy.
Yes.
It's been 5 or 10 minutes.
Oh wait, I need lottery numbers. You got lottery numbers?
It doesn't exist in this world.
Also,
your nose is bleeding.
That's temporal, not transdimensional.
That's the joke. I'm pretty sure Vons wouldn't be able to figure out the difference right away.
Yep.
If I'm lucky, I can get you a sports almanac. So, Wealthy, if you do the honor.
Oh, Gex.
Ah. Hey.
Hey, what'd they say?
They're trying to find the... Okay, so they have a vial of a thingy, and they cast a spell on it. And I was vaguely unclear on what that meant, but... They're going to go use it to try to find the rest of the goop monster so they can take care of it before you get here or there, I think.
Okay.
So they're on the case.
They're working on it.
Yeah. They're, you know, worried about you. Still trying to figure it out. And they did note that you might have to come through before they can finish killing the goo monster. But I think they're planning on seeing what they can do as far as the making sure it doesn't spread part.
Okay. That's good. They're going to have to be prepared to deal with me if worst comes to worst.
What?
You're just being a real downer tonight, ain't you?
I'm being a real downer tonight. I'm sorry.
Because Wealthy wants us to make sure that we take her out if she becomes the goo monster.
Yes.
That is the main thing that I think Wealthy is trying to achieve.
Preferably before I become the goo monster.
Are you sure it like takes you over?
Yeah, did we establish that somehow?
We like, not I know that it's like that, but
I mean there's
no, but that's what Wealthy is thinking.
Say, I know you're infected, but I didn't think it was like a corruption type infection. I thought it was like a
We don't know what it is.
Yeah, but I don't think that's and that means we need to kill you.
I mean, overcommitting to the tragic ending is a very dramatic storytelling thing to do, you know?
Well, I do not want to be, well, you know, but, whatever.
But yeah, I was going to clarify that we don't know for sure if it takes you over or not. But it being an assumption that Wealthy is making, especially given her experience with the corruption, extremely valid. So,
there were bones inside the goo thing, so.
Yeah,
but that doesn't
necessarily
mean that it was actually, like, like that it had taken over that specific person. It might have just been using the bones as like
you're reaching like a there scaffold. Aaron. You're reaching, Aaron.
I don't know. I'm just spitballing. And yes, maybe I'm reaching, but like we don't know.
Nope. Or just ate someone. Like just normal ate them. Like sharks have bones in them, but that doesn't mean that they puppeted somebody or something.
They have cartilage, they don't have bones.
No, but they have bones in their stomach that they ate something.
Okay, yes, you have a point there.
That doesn't mean that they, you know, inhabited it and became the thing. No, they're just, they fucking ate it.
But all right, so after your tragic, you know, make sure they kill me before I turn, Gex goes over and Grix and Vons of this universe, you hear a knock at your door.
Yeah.
Wealthy, you get to watch Gex kind of headbutt the door a couple times.
I almost close it because I forget to look all the way down to a lizard on the floor.
You're like 2 feet tall.
Yeah, that's fair.
I'm almost as tall as you, is all I'm saying.
Fair enough.
Doesn't matter. Anyway.
I Wit forgot that Grix in this world is not a human.
He's not a 6 foot tall human.
Anyway, Vons, the version of you from where Wealthy's from wanted to say something but didn't know what.
Oh.
Grix, your version says hi.
God, that's so deep.
Oh. Hey, if you see him again, when you see him again, tell him hey, how's it going?
All right. I can do that. Also, he thinks your car is really cool and that you are cool. So you have the approval of someone from another plane of existence.
What does he do? Like what's his whole deal?
We all live on a flying city, and he helps keep it running. And he has a cool metal arm that's powered by magic crystals that he keeps a couple souls in and swaps them out. And he can do illusions and stuff, like real illusions. Like, well, it's weird. In our universe, illusions are basically telling the universe to go fuck itself, making something out of nothing.
Huh.
Yeah, usually makes a dragon everyone rides on. It's cool.
Whoa. And he thinks I'm cool? Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. All right.
Thinks it's real cool that you're the pilot driver.
Man, my copy over there must be like some kind of philosopher or something. Sounds really deep and smart and like thoughtful.
He certainly has thoughts, yes. He owns a brewery.
Oh, dude, he must be like so smart and cool. And yeah. At this point, Vons is analyzing his own life and wondering where it went wrong.
Oh, commercial breaks over. Bye.
Nope.
Goes back to the TV. All right. So, two last things for your wrap-up.
Yeah. Sorry. Yeah.
The currently in Portland crew.
Yeah.
You head out the next day.
Yeah.
And drive a good distance. And by late afternoon, you have ended up in a town on the Sound or... You know what? It's over on one of the San Juan Islands.
Mm.
There's a ferry and everything. And then, actually, I like this the best. It's on Orcas Island, because I actually know a little bit about that place, unlike the rest of these.
You mean
or whatever.
The kind that we drive the car onto and it takes us over the water?
Yeah.
We're in a fantasy world. I don't know.
No. Sorry. It's an Orcas Island as in, like, the place.
Oh, I meant ferry.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. You do not...
I was making a joke. Well,
sorry.
Fine. Don't worry about it. Keep going.
Whatever. You're on an island.
No, but tell us about the wall. No, but tell us about the walrus that showed up outside the hotel room.
Mm.
Oh, it was just
and were we surprised? Do we roll for surprise?
Anyway, you've ended up on this island. I will determine which one it is, but it's one of the islands in the Sound. Size and exact one to be determined. However, like all islands, it is legally obligated to have a tchotchke shop on the water.
Natch.
Sorry, I'm trying to think if I can think of the name off the top of my head.
Apparently not.
Well, the problem is that...
Bob's Bits and Bobs?
No. Oh, God. Yeah, this is its name, and it's bad. There's a shop called Dad, Is That Yours? ? And Jesse from this universe, a real ragtag group of people. Comes in the door and the bell rings as they come in.
Oh, hey. Welcome.
Yeah. Jesse!
Hello. Do I know you?
No, guess not.
Okay, well, that's cool. Like, I mean, like, a lot of people know me.
Yeah, yeah.
Welcome sure to do. Dad, is that yours?
Oh, hey, hey. I'm not a dog. I'm supposed around. To ask you something.
Sorry.
Never mind. Just go with the looking around. We can cut to Gex asking you questions next time since we've already run
okay.
over. But yeah, look around. Okay. Sudden. Did you want to say anything to that, Wealthy? I'm sorry.
No, it's just really weird.
Yeah.
The first person I've come across who doesn't know who I am.
Yeah, and that you tried to talk to as if they did.
Yeah.
Yeah. But all right, so you guys do that, and group back in our usual universe. You are hiking mm-hmm. for a while following this compass thing.
Okay.
And you find yourself on the cliffs at the edge of the ocean. You are standing at basically one of the ends of that giant cracked out scar of the island that has tumbled down this rock into the ocean.
Okay.
And goes out into the deep water. Like you can see rubble and stuff going out basically as far as you can see down and then further.
And is that where the compass is pointing?
It is.
Oh no. Fuck.
And everyone will get to find out what happens at those two locations next time.
Oh God.
Primary attribute has been imagined and brought to life by the people you've just heard. For more information about the podcast, check out our website, primaryattribute.com. For questions and comments and feedback, email us at letters@primaryattribute.com. To follow us on social media, you can find us at facebook.com/primaryattributepod, on Twitter @PrimeAttribute, and at primaryattribute.tumblr.com for all of our blazed posts. Castles and Crusades is published by Troll Lord Games. Our theme music was composed by Aaron. Our logo was designed by Adam. This week's editor was Aaron. Thank you very much, Aaron. It was a pleasure. Thanks for listening. We hope you tune in next time to Primary Attribute.
Ian, were you ever a Daria fan?
No, it seemed like it would 100% be my thing, but I kind of missed its initial release window and then haven't tracked
you
it down.
You simply must.
You're sometimes you say things in such a zero affect way.
Mm-hmm, Trent.
Yeah. No, Daria.
Well, I guess that too, yeah.
I mean, if I'm going to be like anyone on the show.
I mean, if you're going to be like anyone on the show, I very highly recommend being like either Trent or Daria than almost anyone else. As someone who's rewatch Daria like maybe 8-9 years ago as an adult. Oh, wow. A lot of those people are just really unpleasant in ways that I did not understand as a teenager.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. There's layers.
Yeah. Oh God, her rich boyfriend for a while. I was just like, wow, Tom sucks. I thought he was great back when I was a teenager. No, no, not remotely. No, he's the worst.
Yeah, it was easy to write Mike Judge off back then because Beavis and Butthead were so pervasive and annoying. Mm-hmm. And then after a while, they had to stop using Beavis and Butthead to advertise any of the other projects he was doing.
Yeah.
Like anything else. And King of the Hill was also like riddled with subtlety that I didn't get till later.
Oh, King of the Hill. Yeah.
King of the Hill is so subtle. I love it. It's the best.
I just thought of it as stupid Texas jokes when I was living in Texas at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And now I watch it.
And now you're like, oh.
Yeah.
It's about adulthood and marriage and family. And loving people correctly.
Now I feel like I should, like, I owe Beavis and Butthead another look.
Yeah.
Some people thought it was brilliant. I did not understand that.
Yeah, I'm with you, Adam. I didn't understand it, but I think a lot of my friends loved it. And
But also, it was like all of my like extreme dirtbag friends who like did not understand subtlety even remotely loved it the most.
Right.
And that makes me think maybe it's not like the best.
But then you look at like how brilliant was Office Space. Yes, it was approachable and like dumb at that one level, but it was also
iconic
and encapsulating of people's nature, just like Idiocracy was, which again leaned on bad jokes, but encapsulated a truth. Solid material. And it's annoying how any footage you ever see of Mike Judge just makes him look like an ass. Like all of his interviews, he just looks like an ass.
Well, it's just because he doesn't want to be talking to people.
Yeah, probably.
I met him once.
On Wikipedia, he looks like he doesn't want to be there.
I did meet him once.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. It was at this program called The Animation Show. It had Don Hertzfeld and also Mike Judge. And that's how I won my copy of Office Space. Because I answered a question correctly in the trivia.
Sweet.
And I asked him when I got it signed. Maybe it wasn't that one. Maybe it was literally Animation Show, the DVD. Anyway, whatever I got signed by him, I asked him, so is Bobby Hill really the Buddha? He was like, that's a good question. The Buddhists really love that episode, and then didn't answer my question. God damn it.
A+.
I mean, like,
that's such a Buddhist answer, too.
I know, obviously he didn't answer, but I was just like, ah.
That was a really good way to not answer.
I know, I did love that. Anyway, that's the one time that I met Mick Judge. And, like, literally everyone else who was getting stuff signed, it was all Beavis and Butthead stuff. All of it.
Yeah, I can't speak for every person I've met who is a fan being of any criticism, but they weren't the best critics. But
people who love Beavis and Butthead are not the best critics.
Oh yeah, sure.
Well, a few were actually reasonable, clever people though, and they would look at me like, you're not going to get this, but Beavis and Butthead is good. And I'm just like, you're right, like, I don't. I'm going to be over here now.
You're like, okay, great.
Duly noted.
Do you want to explain it? Oh, no, you don't want to explain it.
They don't. It's like trying to explain Daria or King of the Hill in one shot.
I mean, I don't have it in me right now, but, you know, given the right circumstances, I could definitely explain that in one shot.
But
Beavis and Butthead is harder. No matter what.
That's fair.
What piece we're missing.
I think
it's
the
still harder
basic idea is that Mike had a knack for encapsulating human nature in ways that were deceptively clever and
especially
still
a lower common functions. Denominator type of human nature.
Yeah. Yep.
One thing I'll say. My parents really didn't enjoy The Simpsons. They actually really liked watching King of the Hill.
Fascinating.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
That is interesting.
Because it was a family that like actually seemed to like demonstrably actually like care about each other.
Yeah.
And they were also reserved. Wait, you can understand how my family would enjoy watching a sitcom family who was reserved.
Stoic.
Yes.
Hey, should we play some role-playing game?
Probably. All right.
This has been fun. Like, don't get me wrong. I wasn't complaining, but
it has.
Yeah, no, we're going to include this entire, you know, 7-minute conversation about Beavis and Butthead. That's the entire stinger. But all right.
I wouldn't hate it.
Editor's note. Probably.
Possibly. Quite possibly.
See what else lands.
Adam, you'll need to wrap up your volume again.
Motherfucker.
Adam, you got quiet again.
Oh, shit.